Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, August 29th, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. Today, in a letter from our United Master Executive Council officers, we explain that our job will never be completely done, but we spend every day, every hour, fighting to make the lives and the work of Americans, including flight attendants, better. By standing together, we will accomplish amazing things. Whether you spend the weekend working with flying partners or barbecuing with friends and family, this weekend remember to take a moment to acknowledge the meaningful celebration of our holiday, Labor Day. To read the entire press, the entire letter, please visit our website. The 2014 United Master Executive Council, MEC, summer regular meeting was concluded on August 28, 2014, at the Hyatt Rosemont in Chicago. The United MEC officers, along with several other MEC committees, presented their annual reports. Summaries of the meeting are available on our website. Your United AFA MEC Benefits Committee is happy to bring you an open enrollment for AFLAC CAIC Voluntary Insurance Plans. Enrollment will run from Monday, September 1st, 2014, through Friday, October 3rd, 2014. Enrollment can be done online or over the phone. Our MEC Benefits Committee has worked with AFLAC to offer the following: short-term disability, which helps protect your income in the event that you are unable to work; critical illness, which this helps pay the unexpected and unexpected expenses that arise from the diagnosis of a covered critical illness; accident, helps pay for out-of-pocket costs that arise from a covered accident, such as fractures, dislocations, and lacerations; and hospital indemnity, helps pay the out-of-pocket costs associated with a hospital stay, including benefits for inpatient and outpatient services. On the enrollment website, you will find plan summaries, a question and answer Q&A document, and more detailed information on plans, including pricing. You also have the ability to add and view beneficiaries and are able to access claim forms. The enrollment site has an online chat feature for asking questions from an online enrollment representative. The toll-free number to talk to an enrollment representative is 855-236-9743. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Flight attendants who have previously enrolled in our AFLAC group insurance plans are able to access the website to make changes to their current coverage if desired. For issues not covered in our Q&A, please contact the enrollment representative at the number listed on our website. Our United AFA MEC Safety, Health, and Security Committee and United's Corporate Safety monitors worldwide activity on a daily basis to ensure the safety of our members. As always, we recommend avoiding large crowds in any areas of protest during your layover because of seemingly benign protest events can be unpredictable and can become violent on a moment's notice. For all of these reasons, and given the unpredictable nature of these demonstrations, we should always be mindful of our surroundings while on layover. Both unplanned and spontaneous events intended to be peaceful can turn violent. We should avoid the areas where demonstrations are occurring and exercise caution if within the vicinity of any large gatherings. United AFA Safety, Health, and Security Committee and United's Corporate Security work proactively to ensure not only the safety of our crews, but to facilitate the ease of extraction from any area should the need arise as a result of changing circumstances. This might include moving crews from the area of unrest to an area closer to the airport in order to facilitate extraction if it were to become necessary. We encourage you to review the Layover Safety Tips article on our website and check our Safety Alert area located on our homepage Quick Hits list for any current potential risks. Recently, we have received questions seeking clarification on crew rest breaks and the acceptability of scheduling 2 versus 3 rest periods when unusual circumstances arise during the course of a flight. As you will recall, the question of scheduling 2 versus 3 breaks was placed before our System Board of Adjustment. In the course of that challenge, the System Board of Adjustment ruled that the company does have the right to impose a policy requiring 3 breaks that is to be implemented by the purser. In making the determination, the arbitrator agreed with the company's position that this supports good customer service as well as safety and security. Further, the arbitrator ruled, however, this management right must be exercised reasonably and not in an arbitrary and capricious manner. The record reflects that the company recognized that there are highly unusual exceptions where the purser would have the discretion to schedule 2 breaks rather than 3, such as in the event of a medical emergency and or diversion. The company in the future should recognize these highly unusual but reasonable exceptions to the 3-break policy. Section 12M5 of our contract provides for a minimum of 1 full hour of rest in the assigned crew areas onboard the aircraft when the scheduled nonstop segment is 8 hours or more, and a minimum of 2 hours of rest when the scheduled nonstop segment is 12 hours or more. In implementing this policy, consideration must be given to satisfying all components of the scheduled service as well as any scheduled pre-arrival service. However, the purser on the flight may not make any decision that would violate your contractual right to a crew rest period. As we always do, we work together to provide our professional best each and every flight, and by working together, we can all ensure that the service is completed and our contractual rights are protected. When exceptional circumstances warrant doing so, the purser on the flight is authorized by policy to make the necessary adjustment to crew rest schedules. Should you have any additional questions, please contact your local AFA Council office. This year is the 13th remembrance of September 11, 2014. Many of us have begun to plan how we'll recognize this day. How each of us honors the memory of the heroes of that day may differ, but our care and commitment to one another is solid. Each year on the anniversary of September 11th, we publish a list of events taking place across the world on our MEC website. We encourage you to review the events on our dedicated September 11th memorial. We also ask that you send us a quick email to remembering911@unitedafa.org with the details of any event not currently on the list. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.